This show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Network. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. I've met some amazing godly people. The Lord put these people in my path, and I can't wait to introduce you. I invite you to connect with all of us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. And now, let's get started.
Hello, this is Meredith Curtis with the Ultimate Radio Network, and I am so excited today to have with you the founder and the host, Felice Gerwitz. Felice, welcome.
Thank you so much, Meredith. I am excited to be talking about the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network and all of our wonderful show hosts and also the shows that I'm going to be hosting.
Well, Felice, you have gathered quite an assortment of different shows, and before we even talk about the shows, what made you think of this great idea? How did it all come about?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. Really and truly, it came about after hosting the Ultimate Homeschool Expos. I had been hosting that since the latter part of 2010. And in doing so, it went from a one-time-a-year event to a multi-time-a-year event. And as you know, Meredith, because you did a lot of the shows with me and recorded an inordinate amount, so that was a different format, mostly seminars, and it was like a homeschool convention, but it was all online. And I still have that website, and there are still audios available on that website. But it was such an undertaking, and it took so much of my time. And I just realized, you know, my last few little ones at home are not little anymore. They're teenagers, and I just wanted to spend more time with them and not so much time setting things up. It would seem like one event was done just to start preparing the next. And you and I had many conversations about this, and I know you've been praying for me. So, just really thinking about it in prayer, I jokingly, you know, said to the Lord in my prayer journal, I said, you know, Lord, I just need to clone myself, which, of course, I don't believe in cloning, you know, or any of that. But, you know, that was my prayer, okay? And the Lord just takes us where we are. And so that's where it started. And just a little bit of background, too. I have five children, two are adults, and I've homeschooled since 1986. And in that time, I've met so many amazing people along the way. And so, you know, with the kids at home, it gave me a lot of time to be creative in my writing and things like that and still be close to home. And one of the things that Jeff and I, my husband of 34 years this year, had agreed upon was me not traveling very much. Well, that means, as an author, that you're not going to get your books out there if people don't know that you're an author. So with the internet and also with the blessing of being invited many times to speak at different online events and then hosting my own, word did get out there. So, you know, it's amazing to me how the Lord works. And now with homeschooling high school, I have just so enjoyed, you know, being able to work from home and, you know, which is a blessing to our family, and then also to be able to spend time with the kids. And so that is just a little bit of my background and a little bit about, you know, how the show happened in thoughts of getting other people that could also host like I have been hosting my show.
Well, I personally am really excited about it because I remember helping you with the last Homeschool Expo for the teens and being involved in every show, every day. And by the end, I was just exhausted. And also, another thing was that I would just wanted to hear these speakers more than that one time. So I am looking forward to these speakers that are going to be on week after week or a couple times a month. And so tell us about some of the shows that you will be personally involved in with hosting.
Right. Well, you know, in the thought of giving myself less work, I'm still going to have my hand in quite a few of these shows. So first I'll start with the one I'll call the Path of Least Resistance here, and that is one that I've been hosting and it just has a place in my heart, and it's called Mommy Jammy's Night. And that show is actually started, or that concept was started with Cindy Rushton and the Ultimate Homeschool Expo, so I want to give Cindy the credit for, you know, coming up with that idea. And she would just do that on occasion. And then when I took over the Ultimate Homeschool Expo from Cindy, I started doing it monthly. And I just was getting so much feedback from people, either people who came and listened to the live event or people like even on Facebook that would say, oh, I'm so glad it's tomorrow because I came tonight and I was even dressed in jammies and I'm so glad I didn't miss it. You know, that they were anticipating this because it was like being out with your friends, but you are out with your friends for an hour or two online and then you're really not out. You're with your family. So that was the idea of that. So that will still continue. And I believe it's going to move to the first Tuesday of the month because we have other shows that will sandwich that. And so there is a schedule on the website. It's not all filled out as of this recording, and hopefully by the time you hear this, it will be filled out. So that will continue on. The next event that I am recording that is a private recording, meaning not live, is going to be the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show, which is this whole thing is a network, but the show itself is going to be interviews, and that's where this show is going to be that you and I are doing right now. And it's interviews of each of the show hosts, and it tells the listener a little bit about them, their motivation for starting, and then that one is just, you know, as we get new show hosts in, then that will be something that I'm doing. And then the one I'm going to be doing live that I don't have to put any work into is the one I'm hosting for my brother-in-law, and that's called Current Issues and the Constitution. And that one is going to be weekly Wednesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And he's going to talk about the current issues that are happening, you know, from a definitely a Christian perspective. We're going to look at things as facts, and one of the things he says is he wants the kids to make up their minds. But he really presents things very in a very good way, you know. And so I will be the moderator of that. I will be taking the questions, and he will be presenting that. So that's just three of what's coming up.
Well, that is so exciting. And let's take a break right now and hear from our sponsor before we continue. And when we get back, we will talk about really my favorite show that you are doing. And then I will look forward to hearing you tell us a little about some of the other shows that are going to be going on. So let's take a minute for commercial.
Do your children seek the truth? How about within the pages of a novel? And where can you find a novel that is Christ-centered and not tainted with the lies of evolution? Well, right here, within the pages of the Truth Seekers Mystery Series by Media Angels Publishing. As a mom and owner of Media Angels, my daughter and I co-authored a series of books that would teach a love of finding the truth and include a focus on the truth about God's creation. I hope you join us within the pages of the novel or anytime at mediaangels.com. I pray you always seek truth, His truth.
Welcome back. This is Meredith Curtis, and I'm here with Felice Gerwitz. Felice, you were telling us about three of the four shows that you're going to be personally involved in on the radio, Ultimate Radio Network. Can you finish telling us about this last show that you're going to be involved in, which has a really special place in my heart because I am going to get to be with you once a month for that show? But can you go ahead and tell us about that show?
Well, and it's so funny that you say that, Meredith, because the name of the show is Vintage Homeschool Moms, and I was thinking about, you know, antiquing, and people are always excited about, you know, vintage things, and I don't collect vintage things, but I like the word. So, you know, you and I talked about this, and I remember sitting at, I don't even remember where we were, I think in Orlando when I was visiting you, for the Finish Well conference. That's something you do each year. And we were having coffee, and you said to me, well, we really need to do a radio show that's, you know, a podcast that's weekly. And I just looked at you and said, oh, Meredith, I don't know about that. And every week, and although I had been doing something differently, I have a writing and publishing radio.com show that I had done for four years, actually. And I didn't always do it every week. So there was no pressure there. If I was interviewing somebody, I did it, or, you know, I just didn't do it, and it was fine. But this would be a commitment. And so, but you had planted the seed. And so in the Vintage Homeschool Moms, what I say is we're blending the best of the past to bless future generations. And so I'm going to have guests on like Meredith, but Meredith is going to be my once-a-month guest for sure. And so she'll come on the very first Monday of each month at noon Eastern. And it's like having lunch with Meredith if you are in Eastern time, and if you're in Pacific time, it'll be breakfast with Meredith and Felice. So, but whatever time zone you're in, we hope you'll tune in and join us live. And we're going to talk about everything. You know, a lot of mommy issues. We're going to start out with, you know, some really fun topics like, you know, gearing up for successful homeschooling. That's our first show that we're going to do. And then Meredith and I have one that we're going to do for the holidays and, you know, just different things. Because between us, Meredith, we've homeschooled many years. You have a bigger family than I do, and I have older kids than you do. So, you know, between the two of us, we have a lot of years of experience, and so we're going to share that kind of thing. So most of my guests are going to be, you know, moms that have homeschooled for a while and have, you know, something that they can share. You know, a lot of it positive, and we'll take, you know, questions during our live presentation. So that will be weekly. And then I will do at least one show a month by myself, but every other show pretty much, and through the rest of the year will be with a guest. So that's what I'm hoping to do with the Vintage Homeschool Mom.
Wow, that is so exciting. And I know it will be such a blessing to younger moms, because I just know so many of them say, oh, I want a Titus II older woman to speak into my life. And so that will be you speaking into their life and giving them so much wisdom. So, but Felice, tell us about some of these other shows that you are going to be having on the network.
Yeah, we're starting out with just a small group, and I'm laughing when I say small because as the little show buttons were going up across the top, so when you go to Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, you will see a grid up top of show buttons. And yesterday, before our site went live, today it actually went live, we're recording this on September 19th, 2013, so when it went live, I was so excited because it was an even grid, because yesterday it wasn't. So there are exactly 16 show buttons up right now, and
cool.
The shows vary from everything from $2 and cents with Carol Topp, who's a CPA, and Homeschooling in Real Life, which is a husband and wife, Kendra and Fletch. And, you know, Fletch is a dentist, but he's really zany and fun. And they're going to talk about a bunch of homeschooling things. So that's so cool. And we've got three shows right now that are husband life. The next are Helen Melanie Young, making family, making biblical family life practical. And then the other husband and wife one that won't start until the new year is Learning to Speak Life. And that's, you know, a younger homeschool couple. So Carly Kirchival and her husband Mike, who is, you know, he's active military. So, you know, that is so exciting to me. And then the Homeschool Sanity Show is one that is going to deal with a lot of mommy topics and, you know, just kind of going nuts. It's Melanie Wilson, who is a psychologist. She's a Christian psychologist and homeschool mom of six. And so she'll deal with that, those kinds of issues. I mean, it's amazing that God brought us these amazing people. I'm not even done yet, okay? More to go. Let me take a breath here.
Wow, and already I'm so excited. I want to listen to every show.
Yeah, it is going to be fun. And the good news is it's every show is not every week. So it's going to be most of them, I would say, all except the Think Mommy Jammy Night at this point are twice a month. So, and then Flourish at Home is with Mary Jo Tate, and Mary Jo has been a single mom since her youngest, who I believe is now, I want to say he's 13, I believe. Thomas is 13, since he was a baby. And she has been able to support herself. She is an editor, and she edits for a lot of the books that you read, like Bright Ideas Press and Apologia. So she's a very high-quality editor. She also has edited all of our creation science study guides, as well as my writing and publishing book. So she will come on and do her series, and it's going to be based on a book that she's coming out with, and hers will be late night. And that's, again, the cool thing. Like, I do Mommy Jammies at 9 o'clock in the evening once a month, and by the time, you know how we are, Meredith, by the time we're done, we're rolling into bed because we're so tired. In fact, we used to do our parties after Mommy Jammy Night. Now we do them before because I'm just too exhausted Eastern time to do them any later. So, but we are going to have some California people like Homeschooling in Real Life, and I believe Mary Jo's is later, and also Learning to Speak Life. So theirs are going to be what would be 11 Eastern time. So for California people, you finally have a 9 o'clock in the evening show. I know a lot of people were hoping we would have shows that are later, so we do. And I'm saving one of the best for last, and that is the Finish Well radio show with the Finish Well team. And that is one that you
people.
Yeah, you know those people. You and Mike are going to be part of that, and Pastor Mike is your husband, who pastors, he's a senior pastor at the Powerline Church that you attend, and you handle the music ministry, and your family is very, very involved in the church. And we did one of the things when we were brainstorming, we did a teen expo, and I really wanted to do that with our Ultimate Homeschool Expo because I've been so blessed by your Finish Well conference, and it's finishwellcon.com. And you did that once a year, and you are continuing on with that. And I was blessed to ask to speak at the first one that you did, and it has grown and grown since that. And in 2014, it is, how many years have you been doing that?
I believe the first one was either in, 2009. So this will be...
5 years.
5 years.
Right?
This will be our fifth one. So that's very exciting. And for the first few years, we were in a small building with three rooms for talks. And last year, we took a step of faith and went to a bigger place. And so we're in a bigger place now and just very excited to be there. So, but thank
well,
you
I
for just mentioning
did,
that.
I think I did, I did the math, and I think this is it's your sixth year. Because 9 to 14, yeah, because this year would have been your fifth. But that's okay. We homeschool our children, and we're really good at math. I'm teaching high school geometry. What are you teaching, Meredith? We're not doing basic math anymore.
Well, I am teaching hands-off calculus. I actually have Laura teaching my oldest, so
okay.
I'm smart enough to delegate the math, right?
No, too funny. But so anyway, that is Meredith is going to be doing a session in the evenings on Monday night, 7 Live, for the teenagers. So I got a lot of emails today excited from people who saw that and said, I don't know if you know this, but you can go to your calendar and on our website, they were talking about our show calendar, and they can sync it with their calendars. So this one, you know, really cute mom let me know that so that, you know, I could let other people know. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so once everybody gets, because like I said, you know, as we're recording this, most of our recordings that we've been doing, our site was not even live. So I'm excited that today the site is live. So I can tell you that it is, but our shows will not start. The live sessions won't for another week and a half. So we're in the pre-launch, and we're, you know, so blessed. And really, Meredith, more than anything else, I have just been blown away by how wonderful everybody has been and how receptive to this idea. And some of these people have spoken, I've got a couple more I want to tell you about, but have spoken, you know, nationally, internationally, really have a larger platform out there. And I'm just blessed that they said yes. You know, it is just amazing to me.
Well, Felice, are there any shows left that you want to touch on?
There are two more. One is Israel Wayne, and he's going to be doing Family Renewal. And Israel has, when I spoke with him last, he said he was coming off of a 40-day speaking tour.
Oh.
And he only had a few days off in between and had not even been home. So he just on the go and speaking all over the place. So, again, we're very blessed to have somebody like Israel doing a show for us once a month. And I believe he's also keynote for your Finish Well coming up. So if anybody's listening to that and in the Lake Mary, Orlando area, that's, you know, look up that and definitely come. And then the other one is, are you ready for this, first ever that I know of, a Spanish homeschool radio station. So
that is awesome. That is awesome. And, you know, Felice, I have friends that Spanish is their first language and they're homeschooling, and they're feeling a little bit intimidated because, of course, all the homeschool books, all the homeschool material is in English. And, you know, and I'm so excited because what a heritage to give your child is, you know, two languages. So I'm really excited for this show coming up, this Spanish show.
And Katie, who is, Katie Horner, who's doing that show, is actually a church planter in Mexico. So she's doing the show. She did a completely Spanish homeschool expo for the Ultimate Homeschool Expo for us last year. And that is not even available yet, packaged separately for sale, but we're working on that. And that should be downloadable soon on our website. So just so many wonderful things coming up, and what a blessing for me to watch this unfold. You know, it is, I just keep, like, every day I look at it and I just keep saying, you know, Lord, I just have to keep thanking him and praising him. Because it just has come together in such an amazing way, like beyond what I even thought. You know, it's just a beautiful website with a beautiful group of people.
Well, Felice, I want to thank you on behalf of all the people who will be listening to all the different shows for really following up on this vision from the Lord, being faithful, gathering such a great bunch of people and such a great bunch of shows. And I just want to commend you, and I want to thank you so much for being here with me today. And just thank you again. Thank you very much.
Oh, all the glory to God, Meredith. Thank you so much, too. And bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining another episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Please connect with me, Felice Gerwitz, and all of our show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling.